It's 19th of November. Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend is not only the words of an old song by Simon & Garfunkel, but also one of the slogans of the 2014 Hong Kong Umbrella Revolution, when the anti-communist protesters were most active at night. I think this was due to the fact that the police actively used facial recognition system, with the help of which they identify specific demonstrators and then arrested them at work or at home. It is clear that at night this system did not work as well as in daylight. I was then working in Hong Kong as a reporter and could tell a lot about what was both cheerful and terrible revolutionary days. But my story today will be about Darkness, the one which was a friend of Simon & Garfunkel as well as Asian revolutionaries and now has become an enemy of millions of Ukrainians. Our country is now literally plunged into darkness. Daylight hours are very short and getting shorter, and in peaceful life, even in peaceful life, this dark part of the year is not easy to experience, let alone at the war, especially at the war during which the aggressor openly destroys the electrical infrastructure of towns and villages in Ukraine, declaring its intention to leave Ukrainians without light and heat. The Russians bombed many power plants, destroyed power grids, and openly loathed not only in social networks, but also in official state media over hospitals and schools that have lost light and heat. Light is now supplied to Ukrainian houses according to the schedule. Someone has no electricity for 12 hours, someone for 8. Those who have electricity turned off for 5 or 6 hours a day are considered lucky. Gasoline generators, batteries and power banks are becoming more expensive day by day. 2 months ago, I bought a charging station for my family in Kyiv. This is such a large power bank in which, if desired, you can even connect a refrigerator. I paid for it $400. Now this device is already worth $1,000, and after paying for it, you will also have to wait a whole month because of long queues. Ukrainians are adapting to blackouts, getting used to the schedule for supplying electricity and heat, just as they adapted to life in bomb shelters, to the expectation of their loved ones from the front, to all those nightmares that Russia brought down on us. But there are still tough times ahead. Snow has already fallen all over the country, real frosts are ahead, and in some towns and villages located near the front line or recently liberated from the occupation, their entire infrastructure has been destroyed. People have neither light nor heat. For them, winter will be a particularly severe test. The Russians want to freeze Ukraine to death, just like they starved it to death 100 years ago. In Ukrainian, the words hunger and cold are very similar. They sound like holod and holod. The deliberately provoked famine in Ukraine in 20s and 30s of the last century is called Holodomor, from the words famine and pestilence. For their contemporary actions, the Russians now use a very similar word, Holodomor, from the words cold and pestilence. In revolutionary Hong Kong, darkness offered hope. The protesters had a sense of security. After all, in the dark, they were more likely to remain unrecognized. 8 years later, the darkness in Ukraine is. But this fear does not give rise to despair, as the Russians would like, but to anger. Anger and desire to get rid once and for all of those who had been torturing Ukrainians for centuries with cold, hunger, or cruise missiles.